Ottawa, the Governor-General's office has announced 83 new appointments to the Order of Canada. A look. Companions. Monique Forget-Leroux, CC, OQ, Outremont, K. A promotion within the order for a leading figure in Canadian finance. Officers. Yusuf Altintas, OC, Vancouver, a mechanical engineering professor at the University of British Columbia and leader in metal cutting dynamics and the computer control of machine tools. Pamela Geraldine Appelt, OC, Oakville, Ont. The first Black Canadian woman appointed to the Court of Canadian Citizenship. Martha Rachel Friendly, OC, Toronto, a longtime advocate for an accessible and publicly funded early childhood education and care system. Melissa Veronica Fong, OC, London, England, a veteran correspondent, author, documentary filmmaker and advocate for women and girls in war-torn countries. Chit Chan Gunn, OC, OBC, Vancouver, a promotion within the order for his innovative chronic pain treatment, intramuscular stimulation, IMS. Beverly Jean Johnston, OC, Uxbridge, Ont. An internationally renowned percussionist. Daniel Gerald Lavoie, OC, Montreal, a singer-songwriter, actor, poet, radio host and ambassador for French-Canadian culture. Lindsay Mackin, OC, Vancouver, an early Canadian proponent of interventional radiology. Daphne Maurer, OC, Toronto, experimental psychologist who reshaped understanding of the sensory world of infants. Charles M. Morin, OQ, OC, Quebec, internationally recognized for developing psychological and behavioral interventions for insomnia. Kent George Nagano, OC, GOQ, MSM, Montreal and San Francisco, an honorary appointment for a conductor with a prestigious international career. Jack Cyril Pierpoint, OC, Toronto, a leader of inclusive educational practices to help individuals with disabilities overcome social barriers. Stephen Sean Pelot, OC, Orleans, Ont. Renowned economist, former governor of the Bank of Canada. Kenneth John Rockwood, OC, Halifax, a specialist in age-related diseases and frailty research. Frances Estelle Reed Simons, OC, Winnipeg, for her profound global impact on mitigating the effects of allergic reactions and diseases, notably among children. Douglas Wade Steffen, OC, Toronto, a world-leading researcher in inorganic and organometallic chemistry. Joseph Strauss, OC, Ottawa, at the vanguard of innovations in data communications and fiber optic technology. Vaira Vike Freiberga, OC, OQ, Riga, Latvia, an honorary appointment for the Professor Emerita in Psychology at l'Université de Montréal, who returned to her native Latvia to become the first woman to serve as its president. Members. Joe Brock Average, CM, OBC, Vancouver, a revered artist, human rights activist and philanthropist who used his art to advocate for people living with HIV. Vicky Elaine Baracos, CM, Edmonton, for transforming our understanding of cachexia, a debilitating syndrome that causes rapid weight and muscle loss in patients with advanced stage cancer. Christy Marlene Belcourt, CM, Lac Saint Anne, Alta, a Métis visual artist, environmentalist and social justice advocate renowned for large, painted floral landscapes inspired by Métis beadwork. David Gordon Benn, CM, Toronto, a sleight-of-hand artist and influential figure in Canadian performance art. Daniel Georges Bichet, CM, Montreal, an internationally renowned nephrologist and professor at Université de Montréal. Bill Bissette, CM, Toronto, a poet, painter and musician, a preeminent figure of the 1960s counterculture movement in Canada. John Allen Cairns, CM, OBC, West Vancouver, demonstrated the benefits of aspirin for patients with unstable angina, helping millions worldwide. Mark Joseph Cameron, CM, MB, MSM, Hastings, Ont. A humanitarian, educator and former paramedic dedicated to advancing paramedicine and disaster response education. Pierre Chassinet, CM, Shefford, K. A fixture in science communication in Quebec, especially as host of Télé-Québec's wildly popular, Le Code Chassinet. Edward Herman Cole, CM, Toronto, instrumental in establishing a kidney-paired donation program now practiced in clinical settings worldwide. John Terry Kopp, CM, Allura, Ont. Professor Emeritus at Wilfrid Laurier University, founder and director emeritus of the Laurier Center for Military and Strategic Disarmament Studies. The Reverend Michael Creel, CM, Toronto, an Anglican priest who has dedicated more than 50 years to being an educator, activist and faith leader. Budhendranath Dubey, CM, Ont. Hamilton, a retired surgeon, religious leader and the founder of Guyana's Dubey Medical Center, which provides free dialysis to patients in need. Nima Geltsen Dorji, CM, Calgary, leading engineer and Tibetan human rights activist. Elder Jane Rose Dragon, CM, ONWT, Fort Smith, NWT, for maintaining and sharing traditional knowledge and skills with the next generation, notably in the creation of Indigenous garments. Marcel Dubois, CM, Montreal, playwright and artistic co-director of Théâtre Oxycurise. Leonard John Edwards, CM, MSM, Ottawa, a senior public servant and diplomat, former ambassador to both Korea and Japan. Lee Edward Arrett, CM, Ont. Toronto, a global leader in cardiac research and care. Brian Ross Evans, CM, Nepean, Ont. Canada's first chief food safety officer and the country's second longest-serving chief veterinary officer. William Anthony Fox, CM, Peterborough, Ont. One of Canada's foremost authorities on archaeology. Janine Elizabeth Fuller, CM, Vancouver, a lifelong champion of intellectual freedom and an advocate for LGBTQ+ communities. Rosemary Burns Ganley, CM, Peterborough, Ont. A longtime advocate for human rights, gender equity and social justice. Arnie Gelbart, CM, Montreal, founder, executive producer and CEO of Galafilm Productions Inc., oversaw production of nearly 400 hours of documentaries, films, TV series and specials. Franklin Griffiths, CM, Toronto, an early scholar of Arctic international relations, helped shape the West's understanding of Soviet politics through his seminal writings on Russian affairs. Sylvia D. Hamilton, CM, ONS, Grand Prix, NS, a filmmaker, writer, poet and artist whose body of work documents the struggles and contributions of African Canadians, particularly Black women. Madeline D. Humer, CM, Victoria, a mentor and music educator in choral conducting. Jane Knott Hungerford, CM, OBC, Vancouver, admired for leadership in fundraising for healthcare, education, social services and conservation efforts, and proud member of the Gwich'in Nation. Captain Sidney Joseph Hines, CM, ONL, MM, Mount Pearl, NL, Master Mariner and Entrepreneur. William Janssen, CM, Ottawa, longtime director of the Ottawa Office of the Mennonite Central Committee Canada. Tina Jones, CM, OM, Winnipeg. As chair of the Health Sciences Center Foundation, she championed philanthropy as a means of advancing innovation in healthcare. Christina Jean Keeper, CM, OM, MSM, Winnipeg, best known for her role in CBC's North of 60. Tina Keeper is an award-winning actress, producer, and one of the first Cree members of Parliament. Judy M. Kent, CM, Picton, Ont. First woman to serve as both President of Commonwealth Sport Canada and Canada's chef de mission for the Commonwealth Games. William James Gordon Kirby, CM, Winnipeg, founder and executive director of the Centre for Contemporary Canadian Art, where he developed the Canadian Art Database, a resource for artists, educators, researchers and the general public. James Gregory Kite, CM, Ottawa, renowned as the first deaf player in the history of the National Hockey League. Patrick Joseph Leahy, CM, Ottawa and Vero Beach, Florida. Co-founder of Triton Submarines and a leading voice for safe practices in the deep diving industry, the second Canadian to reach the bottom of the Mariana Trench. The Honorable Susan Elizabeth Lang, CM, Toronto, co-founder of an all-female law firm and the first woman to be president of the Canadian Superior Courts Judges Association. Barry Paul Lapointe, CM, OBC, Kelowna, BC, founder and chair of KF Aerospace, Canada's largest commercial aeronautical maintenance, repair and overhaul provider. Myrna Unilda Lashley, CM, Montreal, an important advocate against racial profiling and internationally recognized as an authority on cultural psychology and mental health. Avril R. Lavigne, CM, Malibu, Cali. One of the best-selling female artists of all time with more than 50 million albums sold worldwide. Pierre Legault, CM, MSM, Montreal, co-founder of several social and environmental organizations helping disadvantaged people, including Moisson Montreal, Quebec's first food bank. Brant Channing-Louis, CM, OBC, West Vancouver, chair and CEO of both London Drugs Limited and H.Y. Louis Company, Limited, a family-owned grocery retailer spanning four generations. Bruce A. Lowry, CM, Toronto, a leader and entrepreneur behind numerous organizations addressing climate change and environmental health. Zoe N. Lucas, CM, Halifax, founding member and president of the Sable Island Institute, encouraged research and conservation to help preserve the island's legacy. Mother Pierre Anne Rosaria Mondato, CM, Montreal, provincial superior of the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity of St. Mary, has devoted her life to supporting young people, the elderly and the sick. Bruno Gottfried Marti, CM, OBC, Vancouver, a world-class chef who has advanced the culinary arts. Teresa Helen Mathias, CM, London, Ont. A mouth painter whose works have graced public galleries and private collections worldwide. One was featured on a Canada Post stamp, others have adorned greeting cards and calendars. James David Meekison, CM, Toronto, for 45 years in investment banking, cable television and private equity. Richard Kelly Muskokomon, CM, Muncie, Ont. Chief of the Chippewas of the Thames First Nation and former Grand Chief of the Anishinaabeg Nation. Colleen Louise Murphy, CM, Toronto, a playwright who has worked across media, creating plays and operas, as well as writing and directing film. Joyce Napier, CM. Ottawa, renowned for her proficient bilingual reporting in both print and broadcast journalism, headed both CBC, Radio Canada's Washington, D.C. Bureau and CTV's Parliamentary Bureau in Ottawa. Javed Abbas Naqvi, CM, Edmonton, founder of Cameron Corporation, a prominent Alberta commercial real estate development company, and longstanding supporter of community and nonprofit organizations. Robert Panet Raymond, CM, CQ, Montreal, a distinguished administrator also renowned for his philanthropy. E. Michael Purley, CM, Colborne, Ont, for work addressing environmental and health challenges, including through the Ontario Campaign for Action on Tobacco, where he advocated for tighter laws to reduce tobacco use and limit secondhand smoke. Dan Panaru, CM, Montreal, a McGill University professor and pediatric surgeon who established a pediatric surgical unit and novel training program in a remote area of Kenya. Linda Robinek, CM, Toronto, gastroenterologist and University of Toronto professor, a leader in colorectal cancer screening and prevention. Stephen James Randall, CM, Calgary, founder of the University of Calgary's Latin American Research Center and a founding member of the Canadian Council for the Americas Alberta. Solomon Ratt, CM, SOM, Regina, storyteller, educator and author dedicated to preserving and revitalizing the Cree language. Jonathan Scott Rose, CM, Toronto, for innovations in the architecture and software used in field programmable gate arrays, which are powering devices used in telecommunications, manufacturing and healthcare. Bibhuthendra Sarkar, CM, Toronto, a celebrated bio-inorganic chemist who discovered a novel treatment for patients with Menkes disease, a rare genetic condition. Frances Marjorie Shaver, CM, Vancouver, for groundbreaking scholarly contributions to the field of sex work. Donald George Simpson, CM, Toronto, an academic, entrepreneur, researcher, program designer, administrator and mentor. Marvin R.V. Staro, CM, OBC, Vancouver, a lawyer known for working with BC First Nations and litigating several groundbreaking cases on land titles and constitutional rights. Jack Edward Taunton, CM, Delta, BC, an early leader in sport and exercise medicine. Charles E. Weaselhead, CM, Cardston, Alta. As CEO of the Blood Tribe Department of Health, he formed a long-standing partnership with the Canadian Red Cross and, as Chief of the Blood Tribe and Treaty 7 Grand Chief, he launched new social, health and education initiatives. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 27, 2024. The Canadian Press.